Okay, so welcome to week 5 of the Reinvention Summit, recapping the journey. And no Reinvention Summit founded on a GPS coaching system would be complete without a personal car story. My 1972 Dodge Dart Swinger. It really impacted my life. So this car was my grandfather's car, this 1972 Dodge Dart Swinger. And he passed away just as I was getting my license. And my parents decided, okay, well, you need a car, so this can be the car. Except they also decided that I should pay back to his estate the blue book value of this car. And so here I was at 17 years old, purchasing a car from my own money. My money that I had saved from my after-school job and my babysitting and all this stuff. So life lesson number one, that we save for this rainy day, we save for these things that we want, and that we can then make choices based on that, because now I could get a better job, right, and make more money. And I thought I was the coolest thing, and this was the most uncool car on the planet. This car had manual roll-down windows. This car had no air conditioning, and this car only had an AM radio. Today, that would be impossible to even imagine riding around in this thing. But I thought I was the bomb because I could get from where point A to point B. And a year later, when it was time to go to college, this is the car that packed up my stuff and took me from one chapter of my life into the next chapter of my life, to the University of Maryland. And you know, we coexisted pretty nicely for a while, and somewhere midway through college, this car decided that it was going to test me in every way possible. And it also decided that it wasn't going to start. Well, it would start sometimes, so let's not get carried away. But I would never know when. And so it was always at a mechanic, somewhere between New Jersey and Maryland. It was always in for servicing, and I would never know. And I would be working 35 hours. I was a manager in a beautiful retail store, but I was in school full time, taking 15 or 16 credits. It was tough stuff. And I'd go out to the parking lot, it'd be 10 o'clock at night, and I would have no idea if my car was going to start. So you'd be really resourceful. You had to know every security guard in the mall, and you had to know almost every AAA repairman between New Jersey and Maryland. And I did, because I had to. And so when it was time to get to senior year, the car got really bad. And I remember traveling home on several occasions from Maryland to New Jersey and stopping along the New Jersey Turnpike at a rest stop. And I had two sets of keys. So I would leave the car running, lock the door, go into the rest stop, do my thing, get something to eat, come back out. Yay, the car was going. So I was already way ahead of myself. And then when it came time to graduate, I had to make real life decisions. And they were somehow based on this car still, because I had to decide if I was staying in suburban Maryland, where I had job offers, because I would need a car. If I was going out west to California, where my dad was, because I would need a car. So I chose to come back to the New York metropolitan area, because in the five boroughs, I was not going to need a car. So again, it impacted my life. It taught me, this 1972 Dodge Dart Swinger, about life, about creativity, about expectation, about trust, about tenacity, belief, fear, endurance, change, acceptance, and being grounded. So what is your Dodge Dart Swinger, and how did it get you to where you are now? Our Dodge Dart Swingers put us in control of how we handle the situations in our lives, of how we embrace adversity, and they teach us to appreciate the successes, even if they're as trivial as just getting your car to start. Our Dodge Dart Swingers keep us humble and grounded and mindful of where we've been so that we can manifest and understand and appreciate where we are going. This car taught me not to give up, but rather to get going. A defining moment. And I share with you a quote from C.G. Jung, and it says, "I'm not what happened to me, I'm what I choose to become." We're all works in progress. Our personal GPS provides the foundation for us to take forward action in a continual evolution. And one of the key things that we learn together is that there is more than one route to get to that same destination. That we always have the control to turn that car around, to make different choices for ourselves. Maybe not of the outcomes, maybe not of whether that car would start in the dark, stormy night, or what's outside in the world, but we make those choices, those internal choices that impact the things that we most want to do. So to recap, basically from the last 4 weeks. I'm just going to go briefly through this. We talked about growth, and we talked about why in the GPS group, coaching system, the G stands for growth and not goals. Goals being the thing that we set with that GPS, the growth being the action steps, the success steps along the way, the route along the way toward it. Okay? We talked about that power of choice and how it does belong to us, and that is our power tool. We talked about listening to our lives, very much like the story I just told you about the Dodge Dart. What are those things that inspire you? What are those defining moments? What are those red flags that are coming up for you? And we talked about trusting and believing in ourselves, because that's where the work starts. If we don't believe in ourselves, nobody else can believe in ourselves, right? Second week, we talked about fear and how we can leave that big, green, furry, fire-breathing dragon fear monster behind, because we think of it as something that's blocking the road, standing in our way. And yet it's something that will share the road with us. We just have to make sure that we change our vision of what that is. So maybe it's a feather. Maybe it's a leaf. Maybe we've named that fear, right? We talked about packing and unpacking. We did the whole backpack exercise of, you know, what's in that heavy backpack we're carrying around and what can we let go of? Where are those fears that we can let go of? And what can we want to carry forward and put back in? We talked about driving to the hardware store for milk, okay? So driving to that store that makes the most sense to buy what we want and to get what we most want in real time. Maybe very different than what we went to something and went through the processes of before. We talked about risk and letting go of control, because when we're controlling outcomes, we are not in control, okay? It's kind of runs counter to that. In order to be in the moment, in order to really be able to transform ourselves, we have to be able to be in the now. And when we're in the now, we can't control tomorrow, okay? We talked about the influences, mental, emotional, physical, environmental, social, and spiritual. We talked about the power of the word and. And how if you're in a situation where fear is showing up for you, or it's kind of a negative adversarial kind of thing, if you finish the sentence you're putting out there, the story you're telling yourself, and you add the word and to it, you add the next piece of that sentence, you give yourself automatically the opportunity and the potential to turn that fear around. We talked about gratitude and how gratitude and fear do not get along. Gratitude and fear run counter to each other. You can't be grateful and be fearful at the same time. So we want to practice gratitude. We talked about letting go to let in, and we talked about scaling that mountain, okay? So the summit being that big mountain, that big goal, and how if we break that down to the bunny hill, or several bunny hills, bigger and bigger and bigger bunny hills as we have successes, it's so much easier to finally scale that mountain when we look at the process of growth. We talked about purpose, manifesting change through visioning and affirmation. We did vision boards. We did affirmation statements. We talked about our values and how our values are our foundation and how we can move forward in changing those values. And sometimes the gaps that we find in our lives as we're busy adulting are often a difference between where our values are and what's really going on for us in real time. We talked about legacy. Legacy not being the thing that we leave behind necessarily, but the thing that we have the choice to create in real time today. And we talked about falling in love, not necessarily with others, but with ourselves, because that's where the growth starts. And then last week, we talked about success steps, creating habits that stick. So we talked about lots of different jars, success jars, jars with paper clips or pennies, and moving habits from one side to the other as we accomplish things, whether you use a rubber band or whether you use a jar, whether you use a list, some kind of tool to help you with that. We talked about the power of energy, and let's face it, your energy enters the room before you do, and it's true. You know, we walk into the room, and if we walk in and we're angry or we're feeling really down about something, we don't have energy. We're drained, and everything and everyone around us is either going to be drained along with us and avoiding us, or they're going to feel really sorry for us and they're going to try to fix us. Either way, we don't win. If we enter the room and we are full of inspiration and we're joyful, that energy is preceding us. And everything that happens in that room, everything that goes on, works along with that. So the power of energy. We talked about the words, what can you do? So even if you're in major overwhelm, even if you've got 10 minutes because you've got 750 things you've got to do in 10 minutes, take that 10 minutes and ask yourself, what can I do? what can I get done now in this moment? What makes the most sense? It will ground you and it will repurpose you in real time. We talked about buying the sneakers. So not necessarily the membership to the health club, but the sneakers. Start with the foundation. Buy the first piece. Get it on. Take the steps. Wear it out. Then go for the next piece. We talked about the value of play, okay, in our lives and being in motion with that, being curious and beta testing, what we can learn from allowing ourselves to test things and where those opportunities then are for us. So for those of you who are on the line, I want to unmute for a second because we had a homework assignment for futureme.org where you were going to write a letter to future you. And so I wanted to know how that process happened for you. If anybody would like to share what happened with that. Was it an easy process? Was it something that you didn't think would be as difficult? Did you write more than one letter? Anyone?
It's Tasha. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just did it today, actually. And I broke it up into the 6 month. I set it for 6 months, like you said. But because of the one-on-one that we had, and you said also write out for 1 year, kind of like tasks that you want to get done, I just added it to it. And I just said within the year, you know, and how many of these did you cross off? It was a very positive experience. It was very exciting. And I talked to myself like, can you believe you're actually making money on this business? You know, like things like that. It was very positive for me. I put it in a letter form and then I put a bunch of lists, things to check off. And that's very up my alley to have a list. So I really liked it. That was exciting.
That's great. I love that. And I think when you get those emails, they're going to be very eye-opening. And I could tell you from my own experience, I did it with snail mail. And I put this in the Facebook group, I believe, but I don't know if everybody saw it. I did it with snail mail a while back. And when it came in the mail, I had no idea. I didn't recognize my own writing. I was totally just mindlessly opening mail up. And I took this note out. I didn't recognize the note paper that I'd been given, nothing. And I start reading this, not even recognizing my own handwriting. I'm like, who wrote this? What is this? This is like stuff that's happening. And I remember getting like this weird feeling, like I didn't even know what was going on until I figured out, oh my God, Randy, you wrote that letter and you wrote it 6 months ago. And 95% of the things that are in that letter are things that have happened or are in progress happening. And it was really, really like eye-opening that was even possible. Because you do, we forget that we even do it. And then life goes on, but we've set the tone of what that is. And we've set it out to the universe. We've manifesting it. So it's kind of a fun exercise.
Yeah, and I also like what you told me about just writing it down. It's now in your head.
Yeah.
So as I work towards things, even if I'm not consciously thinking about it, I will actively work on those things that matter to me because I wrote it down. It's somewhere in my head, even though I'm flaky and I'll forget. But I also think that that's a very cool just kind of tool to just see it, write it down, and then you'll always be kind of working towards that.
Right, exactly. Christy, any words of wisdom from, did you write the letter? We didn't get to it.
I hand wrote the letter. I didn't put it in the, I had a little trouble getting onto the futureme.org just because I tried to do it from work.
Okay.
But I love having to be accountable, you know, for it. I do, you know, to yourself and I agree with Tasha about writing it down. That's something you taught me, is just putting it in writing and really, it just gets it in your head, and it also makes you, I guess, accountability. That's really a big thing for me, is having to answer to yourself.
Right. Are you going to mail the letter?
I like that idea of mailing it. Yeah. But my plan was to go when I got home to do the...
You can do it either way, but either way, since you wrote it away, stick it in the envelope, stick a stamp on it, mail it to yourself, you know, down the road, or you know, give it to Tim, let him mail it down the road, and let it come back to you when you so desire. Let him, you know, let him put it on his calendar to mail it back to you at that point. I mean, that's the nice thing about the email, is that you can go ahead and set that up. So we'll have a specific date, but yeah. Anyone else? Trish, can you hear me or not? I don't think she can. Okay, so Anyone who hasn't done that, it's a wonderful exercise, and it's something that you can do at any time. And that's what I love about it. It doesn't have to be because you're in a program or someone told you to do it. You can just say, hey, you know, I'm having a birthday and I'm just kind of feeling this. I can go write a letter that I want to open or an email that I want to get for myself a year from now. And I want to kind of keep pace with that and see what's in it. And you know, it's kind of an interesting concept. So two additional thoughts I want you to carry with you is the concept of thinkers and doers. Thinkers and doers. For those of you who know about hunters and farmers, it's very similar. So there's two different types of people. There are thinkers who research, maybe overthink, and analyze and live in both the past and possibly the future. There are people who try to inspire or like to be inspired by others. I actually like that work of life to be done for them, perhaps. They're committed to the research, not necessarily to the journey itself, okay? So, and then there's doers, okay? And doers are the ones that take action. They live in the present moment and they achieve, even if that achievement is in and of itself a fail. They themselves seek inspiration and expansion and are willing to do the work to live the adventure. So very, very different. And yet we can be combinations of those things as well. So where are you a thinker and where are you a doer and where are you in action? And I think that that's one of the biggest pieces from the program overall is where can you be in action? And for those of you taking the program who have worked with me or are currently working with me, this is going to be all a reinforcement of the things we've worked on, the things we've done to keep solidifying that and taking that forward. For people who haven't worked with me and haven't been part of the program, it's a way to turn the wheel. It's a way to start that transformation process and to move ahead into what's next in your life. And that does take accountability. So in closing out our 5 weeks together, it's my sincere hope that you'll not only reflect upon all that we've learned, but you'll actively continue to challenge yourself, to change, to align, and to realign with your own growth, and to be mindful of your successes based on that growth. And it lead each of you forward with purpose toward a unique and repurposed life. It's an ongoing repurposed life, ongoing journey. So I wanted to open up whoever's on the line now. I'm not even sure how many we have. My whole screen just changed, but I wanted to open it up and see if we had questions and thoughts and comments and things that resonated, not necessarily from today, but from the whole program. You know, what are you taking away? Or what did you think for you were some of the highlights of what you've done? Anyone? Tammy. So if we open the mics and anyone want to have any questions that they'd like to ask or any comments or any thoughts that they have about the program itself or things that they're taking away.
I think revisiting kind of reconnecting with your values, and I think going back to that list periodically is important because you and I had done that list, I think in November of 2015, I compared the two lists and there were changes, there are differences. And I think it reminded me it's important to keep going back to that and seeing where you are.
It is, because, you know, we don't think about that. I think we all grow up thinking that, oh, your values are your values, right? And to a large degree they are, but it does shift and it does a little bit because we change and our circumstances change. And so what may be your values when you're single may be very different than what your values are if you're married. It may be different if you're a parent or you're not a parent. It may be different at different times in your own growth, different decades of your life. So there's the possibility for that veering at different times. So I think, you know, a lot of these things are barometers. You know, they're ways of measuring where we're at and what we're doing. And when we really want to stay in tune with the changes in our life and really want to be as transformational and engaged with ourselves as possible, you know, using those tools is really important. Continuing to use them, absolutely. Anybody else?
Randy, it's Tasha. I would just say that the whole idea of, because I as you know, I'm prone to anxiety because I'm an overdoer. And I think the idea of really sticking to focusing on the present, which you taught me was very few tasks to get done for that day, instead of being like just working and, you know, it's an endless list of things I could get done, like focusing on four tasks. But with the vision board and things like that, being able to just overall see the big picture, the future. So it's like the laser focus on the day and then the vision board showing kind of the macro perspective.
I love that. That is fantastic that you pulled that together. I absolutely love that. And I think that that is a really, really key piece. Because sometimes we are so all over the place with stuff and it gets in our way. That's where the overwhelm gets in. When we start procrastinating about it, because the list becomes the list becomes the list. But we need to be able to fine tune that, to shrink that down so it's manageable, and then to also have that outer vision. It's the same concept of goals versus growth. You know, that longer range, where do we want to go? And then how are we going to get there? And so those two things work together. I love that. Perfectly said, Tasha. Thank you. Anybody else? I don't even know who's on anymore. I can't see everybody. So, Tammy, you have anything to add? Are you still with us?
I knew you were going to ask that.
I know you knew. Your time has come.
Your time has come. I can actually agree with the two ladies that actually spoke, as you know. One of probably my biggest thing is fear and getting through it. And I think that kind of helped me through. This process has helped me through, get me through the fear, or at least trying to get past it, if you will.
So envisioning it differently, seeing yes. it differently, seeing it as less scary. How else to describe it?
Yes. It is not a scary situation. You can get through it and you're fine on the other side. And I think that's what I'm starting to learn now.
And I think you just said something key also. There is another side.
Yeah.
And when we get caught in it, we don't think there's another side, because
sure, absolutely.
We're never going to get to that, right? Because we're here.
Yeah.
And there's always another side on the other side of the fear. And usually that's kind of where we want to be. So it's kind of good to try to get there if we can, because that's when things start to open up and they start to actually happen and manifest. And you know, if you think about the concept of roads and maps and all of that, and, you know, driving down the road, and this fear thing, you know, it's kind of like the detour. It's the thing that gets in the way. We got to go around. We want to go around. It takes work. It's going to take longer. Right? We want the quick route. I'm not going to go around. I'm going to turn around. You know, it's easier.
Right.
But it's not, because when we get to the detour, we get more to where we're going and more to what's our liking, where we want to be.
Sure. Absolutely.
Anyone else? Brianna, you take anything forward from this?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things I took away, and what brought it out most, was the conversation we had this week, and then the futureme.org, was I can create anything, and that I really, like when I was writing my letter to myself, it was, I wanted to keep like reminding myself to kind of relax, and I wanted to kind of give myself a lot of accolades and to tell my future self that you're doing so great, you're awesome, and remember kind of to do the fun stuff. So mm-hmm. I had absolutely a section on there of like how I would be, you know, looking into the future and seeing my goals in the future self, but really thinking of like, you know, how Ivy would say, create your business with the life work balance in mind, mm-hmm. and that's possible. And you know, the thing that we had last time with my like going outside in the snow and being present, it's just another reminder that you can get so out of the present. And when I go to write my vision, or every month if I kind of rewrite my vision, is to kind of remember that, and not to think that it's impossible, and not let fear get in the way of, you know, when you're in your day-to-day going about and doing all of the work, not to get kind of bogged down in that, but to remember that you can create anything and you can create your day the way that you want and your life, really, you know, with that work-life balance. So the future me exercise was really enlightening.
Awesome. Awesome. One of my favorite types of things to do. What else? Anything else? Any questions? Anything that you were like, I'm not so sure. I'm not sure what that means for me, or I wouldn't know what to do with that if I did do it, or anything along those lines? No. Yes. Trish, are you still on the line? Okay. So if we don't have any other questions, I wanted to just talk briefly about what's next.
Can you hear me, Brandon?
Yeah, I can. Is that Trish? Oh, you are back.
No, it's Bridget.
Oh, hi, Bridget. There she is. Uh-huh. We were just recapping and talking about, you know, what questions you may have or what, you know, has shown up for you or what's resonated with you. So what would you like to add?
Well, what I was just going to say was, this is all very transitional for me, and obviously you and I talked a little bit about that too, but you know, I went through this whole, you know, I went on my little sabbatical, I made my plan, I was working my plan, and last week was kind of difficult for me because all of a sudden I got thrown off course and I started to slide back into, I guess, the old me, and I'm like, what am I doing? So here I go again. I'm doing everything for everybody else. I'm the workaholic again, and you know, I'm not focusing on the plan for myself and that kind of thing. And when I went to go do this future me, I couldn't do it last week. I just was like, I don't even know what I want right now. And that frustrated me because a week before I thought I had total clarity and was, I know what I'm doing. I know what my plan is. I know what I want. And all of a sudden I was like, I hit this dead end and I started second guessing it. And it wasn't fear at all. I've overcome so much in my personal life. It wasn't fear, it's impatience with me. I am very impatient. Those things that I were in my plan, it's trying to get there. It frustrates me, and I don't think I have the attention span for it, I guess you would say. And then that's how I kind of get thrown off course. I guess that's how I would say it was an impatience. But on the positive side of that, of everything, I was going through a medical adventure, like I said, and I got really good medical news today. And so at least that kind of redirected me, so to speak. Okay, that's one of the things that I needed to get off of my plate. And now it's off of my plate, so now I can focus on the other thing. But I guess what I'm saying is that I'm asking if that's a normal process, you know?
Well, everything is normal to individuals. So what's normal for you would not be normal for somebody else, and vice versa. So what I'm hearing though is that you're kind of getting caught up in a lot of stuff, and I think that the whole medical piece, as you very well said, was a big chunk of that. So getting the good news will probably clear you a little bit.
Yeah.
But the best thing for you to do, particularly if you're stumbling a little bit on writing a future letter to yourself, is to break it down to its smallest possible pieces. So if you had a guess what you want based on where you thought you were going, based on not having obstacles, not having anything be in your way, what would it be? And if you don't really feel like putting it in sentences, just list it. Just make a list for yourself. You know, in 6 months, you know, I would like to have more of this. I would like to be doing more of that. I would like to have met this or that type of person, or however you want to break it down, but break it down into its smallest possible pieces for yourself, and really be able to not get bogged down in the process of it. Take away the how. Okay, same thing with the vision board. We get very caught up in how we're going to do something. We all do it, okay? And the second we let the how get in, we run. It's not a fear. It's as much as it's, you know, practicality of, okay, that's going to take work and that's going to take time and I don't know if I can do it. And then all that starts to happen. So take the how out and think about if nothing were in the way, if there were no obstacles, what would you do? What would you try? What would be a part of your life? And hopefully that will help you to break it down a little bit more. For yourself, and also, you know, give yourself some bandwidth. So if you're not feeling overly creative or overly inspired. You know, the weather's pretty warm out. Step outside with nature. Do something that's really great for you, that's grounding, that can allow you to start to be creative and to think outside the box a little bit. And sometimes we have to actually budget that in some way. You know, we forget to do it for ourselves. So sometimes we need to just have a little time and space around us where we're not, like I said, doing for everybody else, but just kind of bringing back to ourselves. And when we do that, often it's easier to think about long range stuff. Does that help?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? We don't see you. Maybe they're on the phone. So what's next? There's always a next. So there are some of you who still are going to be doing one-on-one sessions that you signed on for. So I'm excited to do those with you and to really be able to customize some of the things we've talked about specifically with you. I'm inviting everyone in the program into a bonus call, another bonus call. And this is a 30-minute call, which you can access directly from my website at www.randylevincoaching.com. Hit the Let's Talk tab, it'll bring you into my calendar, or in tomorrow's email, you're also going to get a link to that. And what that 30-minute session is really, because I care about you and because you've been part of this journey with me and the launch of this program, I'm curious how the program has impacted you further, where you're going to take it, where you're going to stay accountable, because accountability is certainly something that's come up many times in the foray of this. And so, you know, this is meant to be a guide and be an illustration of some of the things that we want to be mindful of. In setting our own GPSs, in understanding our own growth, our own purpose, our own success steps. And I want to help you kind of drill down on that and hone down on that. I have about 5 or 7 questions I want to ask you personally that I want to know. So I would really be thrilled to have you jump onto that extra bonus call as well. And if there are there any more questions, anything else anyone's thought of? Because I want to open the mics one more time.
Randy, I just want to say this is the first time that I've done a kind of a group workshop, and it was really interesting. I enjoyed listening to the other participants and took a lot away from them as well.
That's great, Christy. Thank you. And thank you for showing up so consistently. Because you know what? That's a big piece where we show up for ourselves, we show up for others. A big piece of what we take away from everything. So if anybody is missing different pieces of this program, email, you'll also have all the links and PDFs and what have you. So if there's a specific week that you did not jump on and you want to, or something you want to review, all of those links will remain open for another week until the 8th. And at that point, they won't. Feel free to reach out to me at randy@randylevincoaching.com at any point in time if you have any questions that come up for you. And this is going, thank you so much for being part of this journey. This concludes week 5 of the Reinvention Summit. Thank you all.